Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with a look at Samhain, or the cross quarter between the autumnal equinox and the winter solstice. So this cross quarter point actually happens most exactly at the current time around November 7th, when the sun reaches 15 degrees Scorpio. So the definition of the autumnal equinox is zero Libra. When the sun reaches zero Libra, we have the exact balance of day and night. The winter solstice is zero Capricorn, when we have the longest day and the shortest night. Now, of course, this is looking at it from a northern hemisphere perspective, and it's exactly the opposite in the southern hemisphere. So Samhain is a name that comes from the Celtic traditions, or the Gaelic traditions, and is thought to mean by some etymologists as summer's end, although this would come from the idea that if the year was divided into two halves, the summer half and the winter half, then November 1st would begin the winter half and May 1st would begin the summer half of the year. But of course we know that also these cultures looked at the four equinox and solstice points, as well as the four cross quarter points. And so we could maybe say that the meaning of Samhain means season's end, the end of the previous season and the beginning of the next season. And indeed, the Gaelic cultures did look at Samhain as their New Year's point. It was a time for tuning into what the next year was about, for doing divination, for really tuning into the dreams, and also for honoring the dead, a really important time for honoring those who had come before and had gone to the next world. And there were also many cultures that worked with these mysteries of supporting and helping those who had passed to the other world to continue their travels and their journey on. But it was also considered a time when the veils between the worlds were thinnest. And actually at all the cross quarters, the veils between the worlds were thin, but especially at the Samhain cross quarter, where there could be contact with the ancestors, with those who had come before. And there could be guidance and insight gotten, as well as support given for those needing support on their journey on the other side. So now in many calendars, because we didn't really have a calendar with a fixed date until, the Roman calendar, and then we could look at the Gregorian calendar that came in the 1500s as fixing the cross-quarter celebrations to November 1st or 2nd to October 31st. Halloween is the eve, Hallow's Eve, is basically what that means, and then November 1st would be the time when they would do the festivals. And that's from the perspective of a calendar that is not based does not include the aspects of the moon. So when we have a lunar based, or a calendar that honors the solar seasons, and the solar seasons really are very cyclical, clockwork, every year you can pretty much count on them happening around the same time for a long time, especially with the Gregorian calendar, as that is a calendar that only drifts less than a few seconds every 3,000 years. So it stays pretty much the same, and is a way of tracking time through the lens of the solar cycle, and there's not a lot of shifting that takes place. And it was arbitrarily begun on January 1st. It's not at the winter solstice. It's not at the Samhain cross quarter. It's not at any of the cross quarter points, but begins with January 1st. And that causes then the dates of these celebrations to be somewhat fixed in our consciousness. However, in ancient cultures, they celebrated the cross quarter points with the new moon or full moon closest to the cross quarter point. So looking at the year, where is the new moon or the full moon? So for example, in 2014, the Taurus full moon happens on November 6th. And so that is right there in the astrological solar cross quarter of when the sun reached or reaches 15 degrees Scorpio. And the lunar cross quarter point is really lining up with that, especially if we consider that the moon is full for 3 days, at least 3 days. We see it rising very full for 3 days, November 5, 6, and 7 in this example. So for whatever year this happens to be that you're hearing this recording, you would want to look and see where the full moon is and or the new moon, because it could be that there's a new moon happening around November 5, 6, 7, 8, and then that would be the celebration with a new moon focus, a lunar focus with the new moon. So again, as I mentioned, the Samhain cross quarter is falling between the autumnal equinox, and that festival, the autumnal equinox festival, in according to the Celtic traditions, was known as Mabon, M-A-B-O-N, Mabon, and it was the celebration of the autumnal equinox and the moving into the waning, you know, the waning cycle of the year, giving thanks for the fruits of the earth, and recognition for the need to share these fruits to the harvesting time. The final harvests are happening now. And so it was a very important time. And then along comes Samhain. So the harvest is in usually by the time we get to this cross quarter. And this many of the plants have returned to their seed form. And so they're in that final synthesis stage between the November cross quarter exact, when the sun is at 15 Scorpio on November 7th, to the winter solstice when the sun reaches 0 degrees Capricorn, usually December 21st or 22nd. And that the reason for the, it's not always being exactly on the day, because it could be the cross quarter could be November 6th or 7th. When it reaches that exact point of 15 Scorpio, or December 21st or 22nd when the sun reaches zero Capricorn, because we do have 365 and a quarter days. So it doesn't always come back exactly on one specific day each year, but it's within a range of, you know, either the day before or the day after when the sun is coming back to that point. So, again, this Samhain, and it's, again it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, but it's pronounced Samhain, meaning summer's end, a way of saying summer's end, perhaps, or season's end, as I already mentioned. And so this is the festival that's welcoming the darker time of the year, moving into the darker time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. And it is the time to really plan for or look into or take time to connect with the divination for the coming year. So that's one of the ways that this particular cross quarter was worked with by ancient cultures. And again, also the time for honoring the dead, for honoring those who have passed, who have come before, and oftentimes there were celebrations. I was involved in a ritual celebration honoring those who have passed, and I think this comes from Starhawk too, who says that what is remembered lives. So the practice of remembering those who have come before helps them to live on in our memory. And that was one of the reasons why they used this cross quarter time for that particular celebration. So working with the cross quarter point, working ceremonially with this particular time can be very useful, helpful. This is also that November is the month of Thanksgiving, of giving gratitude. And it's a great way to kind of tune into what it is that you're wanting to create, giving advanced gratitude, thinking about what it is that you're grateful for that's already happened for you, that's already alive for you, that's already within your experience, and then also feeling into what it is that you're wanting to be grateful for, and then acting as if being already grateful for it. And this is a great practice to help bring that to you. So working with that concept of advanced gratitude is a great way to be with this time in a ceremonial way. Creating an altar that honors your ancestors, or an ancestral altar. Creating an altar that honors the ancestors that have come before us that maybe aren't necessarily yours by blood or by direct experience, but just all of the ancestors, the wise ones, the ones who have come before that are perhaps available to us at this time to help us and support us in our journey and our navigation through this life. And really seeing this point as a time of death, letting go of what has been the previous season, the previous time, as we prepare and synthesize this particular cycle and prepare for what's new, what's ready to birth, what's coming forth. So it's a time of letting go, but it's also a time of looking forward. And so finding the ways that help you to do that during the cross quarter, and perhaps empowering those intentions with the new moon or the full moon or both, the ones that are closest to that November 7th exact astrological cross quarter point, November 6th, 7th, or 8th, we could say, but you know, just kind of taking the midpoint of November 7th being near that exact astrological cross quarter. Something else to know is that from the autumnal equinox to the Samhain cross quarter on November 7, the sun has moved 3/4 of the distance it will move before it gets to the solstice. So in the first, you know, so that's the exact halfway point, but the sun is moving very quickly along the horizon from the equinox to the cross quarter point. And so if we looked at exactly due east, and then the southern point where the sun will rise in the northern hemisphere at winter solstice, its most extreme southern point, or the winter point in the northern hemisphere. The sun actually moves 3/4 of the distance in the last half of the last 6 weeks of the cycle up to the winter solstice. The sun moves very slowly until it slows down, stops, and will rise in the same place at the winter solstice for 3 days. And I'll go more detail in to that on the audio that talks about the winter or the December solstice. Also, just to know that the Celtic people referred to the winter solstice as Yule, as this celebration of Yule. And they also considered it midwinter, not the beginning of winter, because they considered Samhain to be the beginning of their winter. And of course, from where they were on the planet, that was exactly what was happening for them. But it was something that was extremely important to them. They built Stonehenge, other standing stone circles, other megalithic sites, including Newgrange, to capture the rising of the solstice sun in a very ceremonial and specific way. So it was considered very, very important. And it was not necessarily the ending and beginning of a new year for every culture. Many cultures did consider it to be that, depending on where you are on the planet and what the experience is and what your own particular leanings are. So again, from Mabon, which is the autumnal equinox, to Yule, which is the winter solstice, the halfway point, the midpoint of that is Samhain. And Samhain marking the end of a season, if we broke the year into two seasonal points, one being the season of summer and the other being the season of winter, that would be the Samhain point would be the end and beginning of that. So it all depends on point of view, how you want to work with it. So my recommendation is to tune in. Where are you on the planet? What's happening in your part of the world? How can you work with this time, knowing that the veils between the worlds are thin at this point, so we have access to other realms and dimensions more easily, especially at a full moon or a new moon? And what intentions are you setting? How are you aligning your energy with this particular cycle, and how can you make the most of this particular timing in a way that supports you and the fulfillment of your life purpose and why you're here on the planet, and also how that interacts or connects with groups of people that you might be involved with, and the greater collective, the global, from a global perspective, and the ascension of the planet Earth at this time.